Hello and welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com and presented by Bet365. I'm Jason Logan. I will be your host here for NFL Week 13, the Thanksgiving week, and we are packing this podcast full of Turkey Day goodness. We got the three games on Thursday, we have the Black Friday game, and then we have our full Sunday to Monday slate. Joining me each week is former odds maker, current professional bettor, Todd Furman. Todd, happy Thanksgiving to you. Happy Thanksgiving to our audience who are stateside. I'm Canadian, so we did all that stuff back in October. But happy Turkey Day, my man.
Hey, thanks as always. It is a great time of year down here stateside. You get football from basically sunrise to sunset beginning on Thursday, carrying you all the way through Sunday. Although, look at the schedule, J-Lo. Pretty sure you could spend quality time with your family on Sunday night, skip that Commanders-Broncos game, and build up a little bit of goodwill going into the bowl season that's right around the corner.
That's right. That's right. Put some work in so that you can be like, hey, remember that nice Sunday night that we had? Yeah. And it's a busy week. It's a busy week with travel, with family commitments. So we're going to jump right into things. We're not going to mess around here. We're going to break down all four of the weekday games as well as our touchdown. We're going to give best bets for that, keys to those games, touchdown picks for those games, and then we're going to run our two-minute drill for the weekend and Monday matchups. Before we start the clock, though, quick reminder, please rate and review the Sharp 600 podcast on whatever platform it is you listen to us on, Apple, Spotify, whatever it is. And if you're watching this on YouTube, please like and subscribe to That Covers YouTube channel. All right, let's loosen our belts here. 600 seconds on the clock for Thanksgiving week. All right, first game on the Thursday slate. Green Bay Packers at Detroit. Detroit laying 2.5, 48.5. Todd, let's talk keys to this game, your best bet, and then give me a quick touchdown pick for this one.
My key to the game is the Detroit Lions offensive line, and if they'll be able to protect Jared Goff. We saw them under duress more often than not against the Giants a week ago. Green Bay extremely buttoned up on that defensive front, and they're better in the defensive backfield. So that's what I want to see, if the Lions can create some balance. And J-Lo, if they can't, then this game isn't going to sniff that total at 48.5, and that's exactly where I'm going to try and make a case to go under the total in this game. I think both defenses can dominate on Thanksgiving with that early kickoff, but I do think one player to keep your eye on for the Green Bay Packers will be Christian Watson. He has emerged as the deep threat, and the Lions like to deploy a lot of single high safety looks. I think Watson will get some deep shots downfield from Jordan Love, and let's hope for the sake of that anytime touchdown market, he cashes one of those in.
He's actually my touchdown pick for this game too. +200. He's 6'4", big jump ball guy in that depleted secondary. They run a lot of man there against for the Lions, and he is fantastic against man. My key to the game is very similar as well too. We saw Jared Goff, what, 7 QB hits, 3 sacks against that Lions pass rush, and the Packers look fantastic. Just that front four creating a lot of chaos up front, not needing the blitz. That's really where the game is going to be won and lost there. I'm looking at Jahmyr Gibbs over 4.5 receptions. This one's even money at Bet365. And with the O-line crumbling like it is, and then you got Brock Wright, who's the backup tight end, he could be out with a neck injury. I think Gibbs is going to be Goff's escape hatch when that pressure comes from the Packers. He was targeted 12 times for 11 catches last week, 45 yards receiving. He drew 10 targets, caught all 10 of those balls for 30 yards against Green Bay in week one. And he's been much more involved as a pass catcher since Dan Campbell took over the playbook here. So I like him to have over 4.5 receptions at even money. Let's go. This one's close to my heart. Kansas City Chiefs at Dallas Cowboys. Dallas down to +3, total of 52. What's the keys to this one?
So a key to this game for me is going to be the Kansas City Chiefs red zone execution. We've seen them bog down each of the last 2 weeks against the Indianapolis Colts, but we're still able to snatch a comeback victory in that spot at Arrowhead. But 2 weeks ago, it was also their bugaboo against the Denver Broncos on the road. If the Chiefs continue to move the football as effectively as they have between the 20s, but turn those threes into sevens, they are going to be a very difficult out. And for me, J-Lo, it leads me into a side play here on Kansas City. I'm going to buy the dip here on the Chiefs. I think you're asking a lot of the Dallas Cowboys, who played on a Monday night game, had an emotional 3-touchdown comeback against a division rival in the Philadelphia Eagles, running it back on a Thursday in a spot that, quite frankly, hasn't been very good to them. It's actually been a home field disadvantage. I think Kansas City, despite playing a little bit of extra overtime against the Colts, will be headed in the right direction. 33-10, that first down differential. And if KC's defense can throw some complex looks, it'll confuse Dak Prescott a bit. So I'm going to take the Chiefs. And that's my key. And my anytime touchdown scorer will be former Texas Longhorn standout Xavier Worthy. Look for that deep ball to come into play. I think he's the guy that cashes in.
Could be, yeah. The third game in 10 days here for Dallas in a big letdown spot. In a game in which I felt like the Eagles lost that game more than Dallas won, that one with the turnovers and the penalties. But for me, key to this one is the Chiefs' ability to get those yards after the catch in a Dallas defense that is terrible at yak, giving up a ton of those things. And we talked about the their pass defense. They've given up huge gains through the air as well, too, this season. So I think that adds up. And that leads me into, I'm going to take Rishi Rice. Over 23.5 yards receiving, it's minus 115. Rice is a yak master. He's also one of the most elite receivers versus zone, and that's what he's going to take on here in Dallas. And Rice has gone over this longest reception bar in three of his last four, all coming against more man-centric schemes, including a 47-yard dinger against the Colts there last week. And like I said, the Cowboys pass defense, 34 passing receptions of 20-plus. They actually lead the NFL in receptions of 40-plus allowed at 10. As for my touchdown bet, I'm going with Kareem Hunt. This Kansas City defense or offense is really based on trust. Who does Andy Reid trust? Who does Patrick Mahomes trust? And even with Pacheco back, they trust Kareem Hunt. He's had the, four straight games with a touchdown. Terrible red zone defense for Dallas. Plus 155 still for Kareem Hunt. All right, move on to that late game on Thursday. We got Cincinnati, the return of Joe Burrow, taking on the Baltimore Ravens. -751.5. Keys to this one.
Well, the luxury you give me by going first, I can take the low-hanging fruit, and that's, of course, Joe Burrow returning to action. What will he look like under center? For Bengals offense that really hasn't been their Achilles heel this season. It's been the defensive struggles that have forced this team to really make up some ground. Of course, a long shot at best to get back into the playoff picture. But I think Joe Burrow will find it relatively easier sledding, all things being equal, against the Ravens defense that's stepping up in class against a team that can actually throw the forward pass compared to what they've encountered in recent weeks. So that's my key to the game. I think the Bengals are somewhat live as a 7-point underdog. Lamar Jackson hasn't looked the same in terms of giving them that run threat combination that puts defenses in conflict more often than not. Mm-hmm. So as a result, I think the points are all too valuable. And look, J-Lo, every week we try and go against that Bengals defense by focusing on a tight end. For me, it's not going to be Mark Andrews. I think Isaiah Likely was priced correctly with our friends at Bet365. It's going to be Charlie Kohler at 7.5-1. I think he's a guy as a big target that may be able to find pay dirt, and he's worth a little bit more than a dart throw.
I took a hard look at the tight ends there. I think Isaiah Likely didn't get anything until late into that game there last week. For me, the keys to the game is it's more of a question. It's can Baltimore put it all together? We've seen the offense carry the defense, and now the defense carrying the offense. If they can put it all together, they're a fantastic team. The top three defense since week 8 in EPA per play and opponent success rate. I'm going with Joe Burrow to throw an interception. It's minus 110. If the spread and the total say anything, they're chucking it. You don't bring Burrow back from injury not to throw the football. T. Higgins going to be out for this one. That allows them to throw a lot of double coverage at Chase. And I think he's going to force some throws, especially playing from behind. A little bit of rust. So I like Joe Burrow to throw an interception. I'm going to go Derrick Henry, not to score a touchdown, but to score two touchdowns. He's only scored in 6 games, but in 3 of those, he's doubled up. You know he's going to get the red zone carries. I like Derrick Henry. Let's go quick. Chicago at Philadelphia. Eagles laying 7, 44.5. What do you got?
My key to the game will be that Eagles banged up secondary. And if they can get healthy in time to slow down the Bears' dynamic passing attack, look, this Bears defense leaves a lot to be desired, but the offense has been the common denominator. And we'll see. They're going to need to heat up Caleb Williams, because if they can't cover on the back end, it's a real problem. For me, I'm going to go to the prop market here. I know he's banged up on the offensive side, but Devontae Smith, a matchup nightmare, operating largely from the slot. His receiving total sits in the high 50s. And look, may as well SGP it. Devontae Smith over his receiving total. He gets in the end zone. That's my anytime touchdown score.
All right. I'm going to go, and I agree with you on the keys to that one. They want to turn this into a shootout. I don't think the Eagles want that. I'm going to go Eagles double result. Fantastic starts. We saw that against Dallas. Shaky in the second half. Bad starts for the Bears, and then they seem to climb out of these holes and win these improbable games in the second half. I see the Eagles hanging on at home here against the worst 8-3 team. Eventually, the other shoe has to drop on the Chicago Bears. But I'm going with Kyle Manungai. Plus 225 to score a touchdown anytime for Chicago. Manungai picking up more and more. They're splitting carries in this backfield with Swift, but he has been the guy in the red zone. The last 3 games, he's been getting those goal line touches, and he scored in each of those 3 games. So plus 225 with Manungai there in the Black Friday game. All right, time to run that two-minute drill. Odds provided by Bet365. Ta-da, I'll tee us off here. We're going with the 49ers of Brown. I'm going under 49.5 yards for the longest field goal made. It's minus 115, but the weather looks terrible for Cleveland. Possible mix of rain and snow and that wintry mush. But the most impactful thing are going to be those sustained winds of 20 miles per hour plus. Gusts potentially up to 44 miles per hour, blowing corner to corner there in Huntington Bank. But on top of that, too, the 49ers kicker, Eddie Pinheiro, he was hurt last week. They had to get Matt Gay off the couch to kick field goals. They're not quite sure on who's kicking them this week, but whoever it is, they're not kicking one of 50 yards in this weather. So I'm going to go under 49.5 yards, longest field goal made, minus 115.
J-Lo, the perpetual meteorologist, especially this time of year when November turns to December. And look, the tradition as old as time here stateside is by the end of the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, you get sick and tired of dealing with your family. So, J-Lo, I'm going to give you not one but two sides when we finish this segment up that you're going to be sick and tired of betting all season long. And one will be the Tennessee Titans. I'm going to take them plus the 6.5 against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Look, Jags back out on the road for the second straight week, needed overtime to knock off the Arizona Cardinals. And asking this team to win by margin against a divisional foe on the road, that is a leap of faith I just can't make with Trevor Lawrence. The run defense has been better for the Titans with the return of Jeffrey Simmons and Tavondre Sweat in the middle. They can make the Jags a little one-dimensional. One score game late. Give me the Titans plus the points.
Yeah, potential look ahead too for the Jags. They got the Colts next week in a big divisional game. I'm going with Aaron Jones over 17.5 yards receiving for the Vikes. Things look bleak for this Vikings pass game. They're sending out an undrafted rookie, Mac Brosmer, as a sacrifice in Seattle. But I think Kevin O'Connell is going to lean on Jones as a pass catcher here, not only getting a release from that Seattle pass rush, but also, too, he wants to get Brosmer kind of going early on. And what's the easiest pass? Probably that quick screen pass to the outside. And Jones has been targeted a lot more here over the last three games. Some of his projections as high as 22. I like him to go over 17.5 in Seattle.
Short and sweet, one ugly duckling to the next. The ugliest dog on the board, arguably the New Orleans Saints, plus a 6 on the road at Miami. But this is a Dolphins team I don't trust as far as I can throw them. One week they're good, one week they're bad. And New Orleans defensively was good against the Falcons. The offense left a lot of points on the board. I think the Saints hang around with a chance to pull off the outright upset. Give me New Orleans, plus a 6.
Boom. There you go. I have. What do you think the odds would have been for Mike McDaniels to still be the head coach after the bye week?
I mean, look, and you look at their schedule. If they get a win this week against the Saints, people start to get a little bit more confident about what this team is able to do. But I also think it's a credit to him that the team hasn't quit so far this season. Yeah. They showed some fight in Spain against the Commanders, and that's all you want to see because that roster, you look at it from top to bottom, ain't that talented. Mm-hmm. And that secondary, oh boy, leaves a lot to be desired down to down trying to defend the deep ball.
Yeah, I don't know if Dolphins fans are happy about this resurgence or if they just want them to kind of tank and get that draft stock up, but we'll see what happens this week. That is it for another week, Thanksgiving week, another 600 seconds in the can. A big thanks to Mick behind the scenes. Thank you, Todd. A big thanks for the odds to Bet365. And we give thanks to you for sharing a little bit of your time on a very, very busy Thanksgiving week. So thank you very much. Another reminder, please rate and review, like, subscribe, do all those things that helps us expand our reach. It's the season of giving thanks. So if you appreciate the show, then give a little thanks. We'd love to see that. Todd, last week we talked about some of the pitfalls with the Turkey Day games and the Thursday. Give us your favorite gambling tradition on Thanksgiving.
You know what? Honestly, I don't really have a great one or something that people are going to go, you know what? That's funny. It's quirky. It's even borderline interesting. But the one thing I will say, this weekend, both in pro football and in college, the public will have a lot more say than what we typically see throughout the season. Mm-hmm. People are around their family. They're watching games from early Thursday in through Sunday night into Monday night football. They're loading up accounts that may have been dormant since the first month of the season if they struggled out of the gates. So you'll see a little bit more market influence coming from the betting public than you typically would week to week during the NFL. And the same thing can be said about the playoffs and other times of year. So a little bit of buyer beware. If you like some of these player props, you're better served to bet them over early. And if you like some of the marquee players going under their totals, maybe wait till the 23rd hour. You may be able to pick up 2 or 3 extra yards, which, as we know, can pay dividends, especially with sports books known to deal a lot more to recreational bettors than the other variety.
Yeah, and we have seen a lot of player props come in a yard short or a yard over. So
on this very show.
Right on this very show.
Epitome of being this close.
That's right. We're dancing on the edge there some weeks. All right. Well, that is it. We will be back for week 14 next Wednesday. Until then, best of luck with your bets and happy Thanksgiving.